So, you are from the School of Physics and Astronomy at Monash University, and thus are someone I trust when asking these questions. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Betelgeuse is the one that I grew up believing was red and twinkly?
So, look, Betelgeuse is the bright red star in the constellation Orion, mm-hmm. and like all stars, it does indeed twinkle.
Fantastic. My goodness, my astronomy knowledge is holding up. That's a good start. So, for those not familiar with astronomy, could you explain why Betelgeuse is attracting so much attention?
Okay, so Betelgeuse is a big, bloated star that is approaching the end of its life. And by bloated, I mean really, really bloated. Like, if it's
more just had Christmas dinner.
Yeah, look, it's more than 1,000 times the size of the sun, and it's 100,000 times brighter than the sun.
Mm-hmm.
So it's big and it's bloated, and it's probably within a million years going to go supernova. So it's a star that astronomers are very, very interested in. And the last couple of months, it's faded to be dimmer than it probably has been at any time during our lifetime.
Mm-hmm. So you say in recent months that we've had these changes in appearance, and there's that window of a million years. Why are people on social media so excited about that if the time scale is so enormous?
Well, look, I think people in social media being social media, people are either massively pessimistic mm-hmm. or massively optimistic. And I think everyone would probably like to see a really bright supernova in their lifetime. Historically, there's been supernovae that you've been able to see during the daytime, and we haven't seen one of those for a couple of hundred years. So it would be kind of fun to see a supernova that was so bright that it was, say, as bright as the moon, and uh-huh. you could see it during the daytime. So people know Betelgeuse is going to go bang at some point. People could see that it's doing this unusual fading, and people kind of go, well, what if Betelgeuse is actually fading because it's some kind of precursor to it going bang? That's the basic reason.
Uh-huh. So could the dimming of the star mean anything else other than supernova? You mentioned that it does have, you know, that that pulsating light. You know, what other things could that indicate?
So Betelgeuse, like a lot of red giants, is a variable star. It does naturally change in brightness anyway, irrespective of whether it's about to go supernova. And indeed, the variability of Betelgeuse has been noted by Indigenous Australians for centuries. So it's something that's well known about. It's something that one can see visually. And it looks like it's got a couple of different sort of periods, oscillations to its variability, and it's possible that a couple of them have synced up to make it fade quite a lot, and it should probably pick up again soon. So it probably is just part of its quite extreme variability, a couple of things lining up to make it extra faint. That's probably all that it is.
Mm. So even if the star does go supernova, how would the distance between us and the star affect it, given how light travels? That would mean that it has exploded some however many hundreds of years ago?
When we look at Betelgeuse, we're not seeing it as it is at this very instant. We're seeing it as it was 700 odd years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it could have exploded a century ago and we wouldn't know about it for a couple of centuries from now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just the nature of things, and it's the nature of astronomy generally. You know, even if you look at the moon, you're seeing the moon as it was a second ago, not as it is now.
So when it comes to, you know, stars going supernova or even other stars that I think go hypernova is the term, you know, what, if any, risks are there for planets, if not us, you know, in the closer vicinity of Betelgeuse when these events happen?
So, look, if you're a planet orbiting Betelgeuse, you're in deep trouble. But for the rest of us, it's pretty much a bright light show. There might be some measurements of ionization in the top of our atmosphere, et cetera, but overall, for a star like Betelgeuse going supernova, it's not going to have a massive impact on the Earth. It's mainly just going to be an interesting light show that will get astronomers and hopefully everyone else pretty excited too.
So if Betelgeuse, during the period of this interview, has had its light reach Earth after going supernova and people went outside, do we know what they would see, or is this still a bit of a mystery other than, you know, some computer modeling?
It would look like a very bright star in the sky. It would be really, really bright. It would be brighter than Venus. It would be brighter than Jupiter. It would be so bright, it'd be about as bright as the full moon.
Mm-hmm.
And that means you could see it during the daytime. It means that if it was up at nighttime and the moon wasn't up, it would cast shadows, for instance. But it would appear just as a very bright star in the sky.
All right. Well, Michael, I'm going to have to ask you to leave whatever room you're in, go out, check the sky, and see if my prediction was correct and if I have just made myself famous by predicting the exact time and date of the supernova of Betelgeuse.
I'll get back to you if it's gone off.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us on the show, Michael.
It's been a pleasure.